Hello, it's Monday, September 14th, 2020, and that means two things. One, I guess we're gonna mine on the moon now, like commercial mining on the moon. That happened. And it's time for the lighting industry news brief. Nailed's very own insight into what's going on around the world in lighting. Brought to you by Keystone and their X-Fit outdoor fixtures. These are small, low-profile wall packs. They reduce your SKUs because they've already got built-in color selection. They've got built-in photo cells, super flexible, mount them anywhere, built with a 120 to 277-volt Keystone LED driver for performance and reliability. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description. And let's go to the news. NEMA has established a healthcare facilities council. This is a professional forum to improve and aid manufacturers in the healthcare field. The NLB is bringing back their trusted warranty program that got put on pause last March. Green Star employees fear a closure. The Texas manufacturer has been having production and payroll problems since spring. IES launches an online library. No more will the be a brick of books for you to read for all their standards. You can just get it all digitally. We are lighting things wrong, is the conclusion of a UK, Ireland, and New Zealand research team saying that we need to focus more on ambient illuminance and not horizontal measurements anymore. Zigbee's chip, that's a smart home standard unification project, is clearing a lot of hurdles and might be ready with a draft by the end of the year. Kinsey Capital Partners has bought Chelsea Lighting. These guys are in Chicago. They're a PE firm, and that was the largest independent distributor in New York. The AL Light and Architecture Design Awards are up. They are out. You can see all 10 winning projects. A new study confirms that filtered far UV is effective on viral cultures. This is even at low intensities. This is a team at Hiroshima University Hospital. The LIA would like to remind you that UVC is dangerous and you should always make sure what products you do buy are safe. Cities will be here's a little breakdown of the cities with the biggest change in new construction projects, according to the Associated General Contractors. This is observing the full year. On Get a Grip on Lighting, Ellis Yan is back for the final part of his story, for now, at least, starting covering from 1979 to what he thinks the future of lighting will be. NEMA's Business Confidence Index for August is encouraging, with 69 respondents reporting better conditions. We've got a great recap of Signify's most recent press conference. They did a lot this year. They covered a lot of ground. Catch up there. National Hardware Show canceled. This was set for September, and now it's gone. Cree CEO just got a $4 million bonus, sort of. It's shares that are currently worth $4 million, but he doesn't get to touch them for 3 years and only if he clears a bunch of targets. The 10 best light bulb changers. Devices for changing light bulb, handy reviews from Dinu Das. Five questions with Todd Langer. He's the CEO of the U.S.'s largest sales agency. Lighting designer has created a solar lamp charity for Beirut. This will place new street stationery and portable outdoor lamps in the damaged city. Recapping Shanghai Light and Building, this was an in-person trade show for parking, smart homes, and intelligent buildings that went ahead with 25,000 guests. Cooper's hosting a webinar on cultures of innovation. Supermarket lighting keeps changing. Find out the five reasons why from Electrical Industry News Week. Jumping back to Signify's press conference, it's not LED streetlights that reduce crime. It's a whole smart city project. But otherwise, it's right. Dr. David Radulescu will host a webinar on lighting patent issues. This is set for the 1st of October and will cover the past year's series of litigations. Renaissance of Light virtual event has their full slate available to view. Building an IoT for returning to work. This is an article from Tech Decisions about the post-COVID era integration plan. LRC is doing a new public survey about light exposure now that we're back in offices for the most part. Orion will be presenting at an investment conference. This is at the H.C. Wainwright Virtual Global Investors Conference featuring Orion's CEO and CFO. There's a very nice IoT platform report from where you would, it's a 22-page report on smart lighting and how that can become your platform for IoT. James Tu is writing about human-centric lighting. Connie Smala will be hosting a virtual luncheon on circadian lighting and routine. We've got a survey about why people buy smart devices, and it's mostly about convenience. UVC is making the patent process harder. Marshall Honeyman explains how this sort of land rush of filings is making his job tricky. Allison Thayer on the new vocabulary we need in circadian light. This is a few new bits of terminology from the LRC researcher. And LEDS Magazine has a pair of editorials on diversity in the industry, one from Maury Wright, one from Christina Halfpenny. And on to market predictions, we've got intelligent controls to be worth $26 billion by 2027, vertical farms to grow by 24%, obstruction lighting to reach $7 billion by 2027, organic electronics, including OLEDs, will reach $160 billion by 2027. Light as service, that market's going to grow by 50%. Solid-state lighting source industry will grow by 14%. The smart demand response to will generate $24 billion in revenue by 2022. And smart lighting is going to reach $38 billion by 2026. Emerlux is named SLS for their New Jersey market as a rep agents, and GE Current has opted for Avail in the outdoor lines in the Pacific Northwest. Veolia and Citizen partner on patents. They're going to license each other's patents for COBs and horticultural projects. Ouster has raised $42 million in funds to improve LiDAR adoption. Everlight is expanding their capacity to produce IR and UV, 7 billion units a month, they say. Voslo Schwab has sold their LMS line to LVX Global. Not only the line, but three employees. They're moving from Germany to Australia. Douglas Lighting Controls will join BackNet. This is a building automation group. MaxLight has a new website, so does DimOnOff. Brilliant Smart Homes partner with Addy. This is a new North American distribution partnership. Helvar and Steinel team up on DALL-E 2 controls. Nicor is donating fixtures to Habitat for Humanity in Albuquerque. The EU is planning to accelerate 100 cities to carbon neutrality in the next 10 years. Ameresco has a $38 million deal with the Marine Corps. That's to retrofit Air Station Cherry Point. They'll also be retrofitting Fort Bragg. I don't know what. No one knows how much that deal's worth. Consigli Construction has an energy division focusing on efficiency, IoT, and well projects. 16,000 shares of Shenzhen Changfang Group sold by accident. This LED manufacturer lost an investor due to a misclick. More and more golf courses are going dark sky friendly. Bit of a trend. San Diego's streetlight-mounted smart cameras will be for police use only, maybe. This is a proposed plan that would not let anyone get any of that data, not traffic control, not the weather stations, nothing. Delhi Metro is adopting UV disinfection. Mexico is getting 10 weeks of Canadian smart city tech acceleration from a number of companies, including LED Roadway Lighting of Halifax. Phoenix Airport is also going for UVC. This is on the escalator handles. Texas is going dark for the birds. This is from now till the 29th of October, trying to save some migratory birds as they go through the state. Richmond is going to complete an LED conversion. Two more years to swap out 7,500 streetlights. Dallas is accused of cutting police funds to put more light in public spaces. And if that stat about more light in reducing crime is true, then six of one, half a dozen of another. Prince Albert, Saskatchewan might be selling motion-activated floods at cost. This is for security as well. Hillsboro, Oregon will be completing their LED streetlight project. That's 4,500 HPS lamps. They're now dark sky compliant as well. Delta County is pushing for dark sky regulations. These towns in Colorado are actually aiming for IDA recognition. The USDA is offering renewable and energy efficiency grants for rural regions. These are loans as high as $500,000. Vancouver Island's highways are going LED, 24,000 fixtures in that case. Owensboro is halfway through their LED conversion. That's 5,000 mercury vapor and halide lamps since 2011. LumiLeds has created a uniform dimming LED. This is a mid-power LED that dim consistency within about 1%. Sol Vias' UV LED is now in mass production. They're saying they can disinfect at 99.9% in 3 seconds. UVC radio meter is now available for general consumption, general purpose. This is a device from Gigahertz Optic that detects UVC and far UV, so you can tell if the lamps you have actually work. Learn how incandescent filaments deform. That's an article from John Dunn. A Warsaw university has studied lighting uniformity. This is a research paper discussing interior lighting effectiveness. In Project Ask an Oddities, you can learn how to build your own multimeter. You can create a motion-reactive LED surfboard and find out that weekends are really bad for bats. Apparently, human nightlife just throws them off their groove. And lastly, notes on hirings, departures, and promotions. Doug Weber has joined Levitron as a business development specialist. NAW has appointed Eric Holpin as CEO. David Nord is set to retire from Hubble on the 1st of October. Kickler Lighting has named Machiocchi as VP of IT and Bagnell as VP of HR. And Theo Bosch has joined Sage Energy Consulting as a project manager. I've been Scott Walker. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. Thanks to Nailed. Thanks to their LS programs. Thanks to Keystone for sponsoring this. Thank you for listening and enjoy the music. Have a good one.
The old man told me of an apple tree. It stood in the field where he played. In his dreams, he picks the apples. Only in his dreams. Bloody war came, who remembers why? Landmines now in the earth, bombs from the sky. A girl, her body torn, cries, I'm ugly, let me die. Still the apple tree stands and waits. Rusted wire, a faded sign. Mark the wounded lamb. Another generation walks on by. Still the apple tree stands and waits. Have we done here to our homes, our land, our fate? Let's work together now to set this evil straight. It's gonna take a lot of love to dig out all the hate. Still, the apple tree stands and waits. The apple tree stands and waits. Here by the tree, in the field of the old man's dreams, I find death still buried in the earth. My fist I raise my prayer for a helping hand, a rebirth. I don't have all the answers, but I share the old man's dream. A dream of a thousand friends holding hands, standing together now and reaching up as one to take back the land. Take back the land. And now a girl cries out, I am beautiful. A people sing out, we are free. And now a young boy holds a basket in his hand and picks the apples from the tree. He picks the apples from the tree. Picks the apples.